This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Roger Fredrickson lived in Wichita, Kansas. Note the location. He writes a book called God Loves Dandelions Too. Dandelions referring to the people in our lives that are sinners, the people in our lives that we don't have anything to do with us, the weeds in your life. You have people in your life that you treat like a dandelion. You can have a son or daughter that you treat like a dandelion. You can have a parent you treat like a dandelion. Meaning what? You don't care much for them. In his book, God Loves the Dandelions, get this, was at a library in Boston, Massachusetts. And the librarian put that book up on one of those stands, you know, where they highlight a new book. And a high, upscale prostitute, call girl, ready to commit suicide, walks into this library in Boston and picks up that book and starts reading it. And on a Monday or Tuesday before Easter, years ago, Roger Fredrickson's secretary came in and said, there's a woman from the Boston area. She's on the phone. She's crying. She says she has to talk to you. Roger took the call and she said, you don't know me, but here's what I do. Here's my life story. I found your book and it's really made an impact on my life. I need to change. I'm thinking about committing suicide. Well, for the next 3 years, Roger Fredrickson and his wife Ruth corresponded, not by email, but through letters, with this woman named Janet. And over a period of months, just regular letter writing, he would write a letter to her, his wife would write a letter, they would get a letter back from Janet. 3 years later, Roger Fredrickson said they got the phone call from her on the Friday before Palm Sunday, and she said, Roger, Ruth, I'm going to be baptized this Sunday into Christ at a church here in the Boston area, and they rejoiced with her. But that was not the end of the story. About a year after that, in the fourth year of their correspondence, Roger was supposed to speak for the Billy Graham School of Evangelism in Boston, where Janet lived, and he invited her to come and join his wife Ruth and him at this conference, and then he invited her up on the stage to talk. And he had no idea what she was going to say. Well, she talked directly about what she went through. She didn't pull any punches. And people, he said you could hear a gasp in the audience as she told her story in graphic detail of where she was coming from. It was a story of alienation and fear, of her passage through the dark night of guilt and safe hatred, always hoping for something better. But then she told the crowd here of ministers and ministers' wives how she came to know Christ and she came to know the living water and how her life was different now because what happened, the streams of living water came into her life. And she had a capacity to love and to forgive and to bless people she never had before. She had a reason to live. So many people in the United States of America, in my opinion, are just looking for a reason to get up tomorrow morning. That's all they're looking for. Give me a reason to live another day. Give me a reason to live another week, another month. Why? Because there's nothing to live for, and Jesus Christ comes into a man's life or a woman's life, and streams of living water come into that person. So many people think that Christianity is a matter of comparative difference. It's not. It's a matter of life and death. You say, what does comparative difference mean? Here's what it means. I've actually had people tell me about somebody at work, and they say, you know, old so-and-so, he's a nice guy. But if he would come to Christ, he would really be a nice guy. Well, you know, my sister-in-law, she's really a nice woman. I just love her to death. But if she would come to Christ, she would be even more lovable. And I tell people, it's not a matter of comparative difference that you're this person, and then with Christ, you're 20 to 30% nicer. According to Jesus, it's a matter of life and death. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.